Welcome to Glorious Living. I know this program will inspire you to keep studying the Word of God. So share this with a friend and get ready to build up your faith more than ever before. Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and it's such a joy for me to welcome you into Studio C along with my friend Chrissy Cifuentes.
Yes, Pastor Kathy, I love being with you, and I love just cherishing this moment in the presence of God. It's so wonderful.
It. It's so special that we can come together, talk about the Word of God, bring guests on, which
yes,
we have one today.
I know.
And sometimes we just study the Word of God together, but regardless of what we do, we always love it when you join with us because we believe that we really want to share with the world the fact that God does want us to have a glorious life. I love the scripture. I often say it on the program is Jesus said that the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I believe that's the glorious life.
Amen. Abundance in every way, spiritually, physically, financially. And that's what I love about this ministry.
That's
so
right.
Many people are being touched and changed by the power of this abundant life that Jesus has prepared for us. And I have a great testimony to share.
Well, I'd love to hear them.
And this one was translated from Spanish, which is awesome. It says, "Amen, hallelujah. I want you to know that I love listening to you. I learn more every day, and it's a blessing to my life to see what the Holy Spirit reveals to you." Well, we love that you're watching in your language
yes,
and that the Lord is blessing you. So share this post with someone else and get them all stirred up for what God is doing because it's going to be a great program
That's
today.
That's right. You know, we do it in English, of course, because I don't speak Spanish. But later it's translated and it airs a little later. So everything that we do on social media, as well as our broadcast even,
yes,
is translated to Spanish at a later date. But sometimes we can do it at the same time.
Exactly.
But just keep watching, and there's so much that's available to all the Spanish-speaking people.
Yes.
In fact, the Sunday, even in our church services on the Sunday morning, we have people who are in the sanctuary that translate live
yes,
so that we can have that made. In fact, we'll be having that also, I believe, at our Glorious Conference, which is coming up. Glorious is coming up at the beginning of March, so be watching for those dates. We're so excited. It's just January. We're just the beginning of this. This is this year's, we're celebrating 50 years of ministry.
50 years.
So I'm believing that this year's Glorious will be over the top.
It's
so we want to make sure that you come here. The dates are March the 6th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, March the 7th at 9 a.m. It's at JDM International Headquarters right here in Destrehan. We're in the suburbs of New Orleans. Still have time to make plans to get here. Registration is always free. Admission is always free. And so, but we can live stream if you can't be here, and it is going to be fabulous.
It is. It's always so fun. Glorious is my favorite time of the year, and to see you in person would be the best. So go ahead, go to jdm.org, register. Absolutely free to come here, and we are just going to be just so thrilled to see you, welcoming you into JDM International Headquarters. It's always a glorious time.
It totally is. And even if you speak Spanish, English is not it's not easy for you. We're going to have the translation there in the sanctuary
Amen.
As well.
Amen. So great.
That's why I'm so excited about today,
yes,
because today we're going to welcome back George Gomez to Studio C. George is our Director of Global Media Outreach at the ministry and is also an ordained minister here at Covenant Church. He is with us today to share about our new Covenant Church Sunday morning Bible classes in Spanish and how the ministry is continually spreading the good news of Jesus to a lost and a hurting world. Thank you, George, for being
awesome.
Back.
Thank you
George
so
is back. George, it's been a while.
It's been a while,
but you've been here
busy.
A long time. Yeah, you had a lot going on.
No, it's awesome.
I remember when I told you about the vision that I had to really expand locally into
yes,
Spanish more because we've been doing a lot internationally mm-hmm, through the ministry spreading out, expanding into the Spanish-speaking
yeah,
community, which is, what is it, the second largest or third largest language speaking,
yeah,
a group of people speaking people and is Spanish,
yeah,
and we don't
wow,
want to overlook them. And we're constantly getting testimonies from those that are watching from all over the world, but,
yeah,
but I wanted more to be done locally, so
yes,
tell us about that.
I'm excited about this. This is awesome. So like you said, we have so much that JDM has already done in Spanish through the printed word. We have so many materials that we have, and our partner base is very, actually, there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people.
They follow us.
Yeah, they follow us. Mm-hmm. So because we did that endeavor, we wanted to give an option for the local outreach,
mm-hmm,
you know, because a lot of people do listen through translation, but there's nothing like hearing it in your own language.
Yeah.
You know, so when you brought that up, I said, well, that'd be awesome, you know, so we...
I remember when I told you about it and I didn't, I had hoped that you would, but I didn't want to put too much on you because you do a lot at the ministry.
Yeah.
You know, like me, I do a lot too.
But yeah, sometimes we all do.
You got to ask a busy person to get something done because it'll get done.
They'll do it right.
You get a lazy person, yeah, you may not. They
You'll
may not
never
show
see
up.
Them again. Exactly. You know, that is one thing about you, George. You're dedicated in English and Spanish, which is awesome. But you're so right to have a group, a small group, get together. I mean, it's growing. It's continually growing. But in your own language, why is that so important?
Well, I think that it brings you. You can relate to it also, but also you can digest things because you kind of have to process when you listen to translation. You have to process the word, and even though there's translation, you kind of have a little bit of a delay.
Yeah.
You know, so when we're able to, there's so much in depth that we've taught here at this ministry. There's so much this ministry has poured into us. So to hear it back in your own language is amazing because I get to connect with them, but also teach what we've already learned through here, through this ministry, to be able to teach them like that in their own language, in a room where they feel comfortable to even ask a question. If anything, you know, arises, if they have a question about something, they can ask. But it's wonderful because the Spanish outreach is something that's been in my heart. You know, it's one of the things that God, I mean, God, I was born again in a Spanish church. Mm-hmm. So it's something that's deep in me, you know, and it's always beautiful to see people as they read the word in depth, mm-hmm, you know, to be able to go deep into their work like we've done with many of your Bible studies on Wednesday nights. We have those. So for them to be able to hear it in their own language and to go in depth, because a lot of terminology changes, you know, and you have to look at it when you're dealing with theological or hermeneutical terminology, mm-hmm, to hear it in your own language, you can digest it better and understand it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of like what we're doing right now. We're going verse by verse, very expository, just expressing it, showing the depth of it, how it connects to the Old Testament, yeah, the New Testament.
Are you seeing like a hunger in the people when they're hearing it in a different level on in their own language?
Yeah, and I'm seeing kind of like the light bulb go on.
Okay,
when you're able to do something and you're like, oh, okay, they probably would have missed that in another language.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe the delay or maybe the translator didn't quite say.
So they bring their Spanish Bible.
Yeah, so they bring
church.
The Spanish Bible. I tell them exactly where we're going to start. Uh-huh. So right now we just finished a 3-part series of John 3.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I wanted to go that way with them, because I always like to start with the foundational aspects of what is salvation, what is regeneration, mm-hmm, and let that be the soil by which all things grow. Mm-hmm. So any other Bible study we may have, so for you to understand what is available to you, what did Christ really do for you?
Yeah.
You know, so we went in depth with that conversation with Nicodemus. That's what that speaks about. Mm-hmm. So we dissected that thing from everything Jesus said to Nicodemus's response. Why did Jesus say what he was saying? How did it connect to the Old
That's
Testament
so
in Numbers?
Because, awesome, you know, if you don't understand the new birth, it's
exactly
hard to go forward from there.
Yes.
And so Jesus took the time. And you know what? It's not a shame to say, I don't understand all that. This was a theologian.
Yeah.
Nicodemus was one of the Pharisees. He was well taught. And that's when Jesus says, how can you, being a teacher and a master, not know these basic things?
Yes.
So we need the Spirit of God to help us to understand the things of God, but especially when it's communicated in your own language, I think it really helps them to get really solid within them. It gives them a good base, a good foundation to grow. So I think it was wise for you to start there. And I'm loving seeing the growth in the numbers.
Yes.
I think the first Sunday was the first Sunday of this year. So it's a great way to launch 50 years of ministry. Something new.
To expand,
I love that.
So I think that God has in store some mighty things for this group of people, you know, and I know that the Lord's going to equip them. And like I'm already seeing, and I'm seeing the change in things that they're now understanding, you know, because like I said, not just hearing in your own language, but this explanation, being an apologist, explaining the art of apology, what it all means, you know,
right.
Because it changes when you're looking at the story of Nicodemus. It puts you in that story because he's speaking to a man that represents the best of humanity.
Yeah.
The best of discipline, the best of morality, and Christ to tell him, you need to be born again. Mm-hmm. So it kind of challenges you to know, okay, where am I? Because I can't even measure up to Nicodemus. Mm-hmm. But this was Christ bringing it to Nicodemus and why he offered this to him. You know, because I think that when we can see theologically the grace of God, it becomes more astonishing when it's not assumed. Mm-hmm. And I think in today's society, you know, a lot of times, we just have privileges that we just assume are there. Mm-hmm. But it becomes more astonishing when you know you don't just assume it. It becomes marvelous to understand the grace of God,
You can't be born again because you were born in a family that were Christians.
Yes.
It has to be a personal relationship,
a personal
individual. Wow. God came on such a personal level to all of us. And when we recognize that he is a personal Savior, It's not because your mom and your daddy knew Jesus.
Exactly.
You have to know him yourself. Remember, you came to the point your dad and mom knew Jesus, and you were just, you came to an awakening basically in your own heart that Jesus was real, and it changed your life. And I love hearing how it happens in teenagers. Like you were a teenager when you first got really embraced the gospel and your life was totally changed. You were a teenager. Yeah. We can't forget about the teenagers.
Exactly.
That's why we always
have
the youth have things going on here at the church as well. And you know, this is, we're talking about our local church, what's going on, which we love Covenant Church. It's been in here since 1997. We launched it about 21 years into full-time ministry. We launched our local church, but it's been an integral part of what we do at Jesse Duplantis Ministries because all our staff attends the church. And so we're all growing together, and it's important to see what God's doing, especially now. And we have so many Spanish-speaking people that work here, and some of them have family members that don't speak English.
Exactly.
This is why this is on our heart. We want them to know the same Jesus in the way that we know him.
Exactly.
With the understanding.
That's the importance of discipleship, and that's what I love, because we have it in the American church. We have a lot of discipleship in not just teaching, but seeing the application of that teaching. Mm-hmm. You know, the application of the cross, the application of all the things that Brother Jesse and yourself have taught us. So to expand that is something wonderful, you know, to disciple the next generation, but also within their own language, you know, because we have a huge population.
Oh,
we
yeah. Do. And they're
huge.
Coming into this area from all over the place.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to let them know that we love them. Jesus loves them. And this is a place where they can come and learn about Jesus and have their lives changed.
I love it. And I love that it's Sunday morning. So it's kind of like they get in here, they're ready to learn. They get to be in a smaller group. And it's great because you see all the classes going on, the busyness, the excitement builds. And also what I love about the Spanish community, because as a part of your family, I'm your sister-in-law, but I'm also married to a Spanish man.
Yeah.
So I
I'm surrounded by a Spanish.
And you know, I like it. I like it. It's good. I'm fine. It's nice. But the thing is I'm like, I need to learn Spanish so I can just come to your class, George. I mean, but the thing is being in the Spanish family and the Spanish community, it's so important that they stick together.
Spanish speakers, loyal camaraderie.
So I know y'all must be having fun just getting together, getting to know each other.
Because it's
wonderful so communal.
Too. And it kind of prepares them when they're walking into the sanctuary to now sing. Because when you have praise and worship, right, that's just a musical expression of your convictions. Mm-hmm. It's how you view God.
Wow, yeah.
So when you're having a Bible study, before you even go in, you know who you're praising.
Yeah.
You know what these lyrics mean. You know when you're going into it, and your spirit is ready to receive.
Yeah.
You know, because anytime you do any kind of Bible study, it just enhances your view of God.
Mm-hmm. I remember when you and I talked when we were planning this and getting it launched. And in fact, it was in December. We're thinking, it's kind of soon to start in January, but we kicked
hit the
we
ground
just
running.
Yeah, we hit the ground running. So George says, yes, I'll do it. You mean, at first we thought about, would it be once a month? Would it be, what would happen? I said, well, I think every week would be better. And George has said, well, he was ready to commit. But I said, you go home and pray about it this weekend, because it's a big commitment with everything else you do. But you know, I've found that, and I have a big commitment. I have a lot of responsibilities at the ministry as administrator.
Yes, ma'am.
But my favorite time is when I'm studying and preparing for these classes that I teach and teach the Sunday morning services that I teach. And so I just love it. And
I use that as an example, because I watch you. I'm like, she doesn't stop.
No.
So I'm like, we have no excuse.
That's so true.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I love what you said when we had one of our meetings, and you said, you know what, I want to make sure that they don't just come to the class, that they know that this is not instead of church.
Yeah.
This is before church. So what you were saying, how is so important, how they come into the service differently, and you just said that, how it adds to their Sunday morning experience. It's not an either or. It's an and also.
Yes.
So I love that.
It enhances it. You know, you go in there, your mind is ready, you're ready to receive, you understand.
Right.
The context, even if there's something that boss or yourself is preaching on, you might even have been connected to something I said, and it just kind of puts the two and two together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a wonderful thing.
And sometimes I've seen it, and it's not on all the songs, but I'd like it to be more often, to tell you the truth, that there's sometimes that you'll do, when you're singing on the platform, you'll put a Spanish phrase within some of those songs that we're singing. And I think it's good for the congregation to recognize that there's others among us that God has brought to serve him alongside of us that come from a different background. This is their language.
Yeah.
And so although they all want to learn English, and that's an important thing because they're here in this country,
exactly.
We still want to let them know how important they are to us by using those moments.
Yeah. It's almost like an Acts situation. When these people heard their language and they heard that, you know, spoken in tongues in their own language, it did something to them.
Oh, yeah.
So it's almost like that same thing when hear it in your own language. You know,
that's
what happens. And you hear it's like, oh my goodness, that's what that means. That's what that says. You know, so it's a wonderful thing. And like I said, anytime you study scripture, it enhances your view of God in a higher way.
Right. And you can send them for reinforcements in other ways because, well, like you say, we have the other printed material in Spanish, but we also have social media and on our app, does it have a Spanish section?
Yes, ma'am. We have a Spanish playlist.
We got a Spanish playlist on
it's
there.
It's wonderful. You know, one of my favorite things is watching
Vida Gloriosa. I need to listen to myself on Spanish.
Am I saying that? Vida Gloriosa.
Vida Gloriosa.
So this program, it has
a
spot on the app that's in Spanish.
Yes,
so even
ma'am.
Even if you need to speak English, if you want to just hear me speak in Spanish.
It's cool. It's so
cool. And it's your own voice.
And it's our own voice now.
Oh, really?
This technology. I love technology.
It is awesome.
It's in your own voice.
Yes, we actually have it to where it sounds just like it is me. It's me speaking in Spanish. How awesome is that? God is so cool.
We're moving fast.
So awesome. And what I love so much about Covenant Church in general, it's like heaven. Mm. You do walk into Covenant Church. It's so diverse.
Diverse.
It's not this ethnicity, that ethnicity. It's a melting pot of everyone worshiping under one roof and the power of God. When it hits in Covenant Church, it's just so awesome.
And you know, that's so unusual. Most churches you'll go to, a lot of them, they'll be either primarily white or primarily black or maybe primarily Hispanic. Yeah. We have it's a melting pot.
Yes.
We have a mixture of all of us, even within the marriages, which we think is fine. And so I believe that Jesus doesn't know any color. We're all the same to him.
Yes.
And although we differentiate between different backgrounds or ethnicities, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Ethnicities.
That was sounding good.
God does not, and he doesn't want us to because we're one big family.
That's
exactly.
Right.
And so I love that. It's
wonderful. We pray together, we worship together, we are, you know, sympathetic towards each other. I think it's a beautiful thing about how we can just be together and display the love of Jesus no matter what.
Amen. And you know, it's like that with our partners. We have partners from all parts of the world, different backgrounds. I know we have Spanish partners, and so we appreciate you being a part of this, Spanish or English speaking, whatever language you speak, because this is what we do. God has called us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and we do it all for 50 years now. We've been reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time.
Oh, I love it. Speaking of 50 years, is the cover of our magazine with the 50 on it.
I love
doing that,
that,
right? And it's so awesome, too. I wanted to mention that this is also in Spanish. We have a team of people. I mean, shout out to our Spanish team.
Mm-hmm.
They're absolutely awesome, working around the clock to translate this magazine, these articles in Spanish. And it's such a blessing of God. And you can find that on jdm.org, where you can click that and read it in Spanish and just get filled up with all of the biblical knowledge and the wisdom that this ministry has to offer over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Congratulations,
yeah,
Pastor Kat.
That's amazing.
I know I don't look it. Just and I joke about that. But when we look back, you know, we've been married 55 years. People hear this anniversary of 50 years, they're thinking, oh, they must be married. No, clarification, it's the ministry 50 years. We've
been
married
incredible.
55 years. So, like I say, 5 years of hell and 50 years of heaven since, because the something about it, you know, going into the world, doing what God's called you to do, so many people from different languages and background being ministered to, and it's all because of our partners.
They help us.
So thank you, partners, for being a part of this. If you're not a partner, you'd like to be, there's always information on the screen. We give a lot of different ways to do it to make it easier for you, but you can always go to jdm.org, PayPal, text to give, or select giving on the JDM app, or mail in your donation, and any amount is okay. I mean, they don't have a required amount to be a partner, because everybody's at a different level.
Yes.
But when you connect with a ministry that is going into the world, preaching the gospel, you're connecting and giving into good soil. And the scriptures promise that when we give into good soil, when we sow into good soil, we can expect a harvest. So not only are you giving to help us to continue spreading the gospel in all the different ways that the Lord leads us to, you're also preparing your own future.
That's
God
right.
brings blessing to you when you obey him.
I love
that so
much.
In the area of giving, so
it's so good. And we love reading all of the testimonies, partners and followers that you share with us. And I love collecting them, and whether I collect them for boardroom chats or the magazine or for this show to read them, I encourage you, please, if this ministry has touched you and changed you in some way and impacted you, comment below. We have a whole team of people ready to pray with you, respond to you, collect the testimonies, or you can email us at partnercare@jdm.org. And you will have, you know, we love collecting them, basically, and love reading them. So please do that, because Amen. We want to rejoice with you.
Amen. Amen. So, George, what's next on the schedule? You did John chapter 3. They know about salvation. What's on your heart to move into next? Maybe soon, if not next.
I'm debating between two different things that I'm going to do, but probably stay in John too, just to further expand Jesus' ministry. Uh-huh. So to explain even now the application of what that means, you know, but they can go in different things. I connect with different gospels. I connect to the Old Testament, you know, things like that. But I love what you guys were saying about the partnership on this angle, because I'm looking also at a legacy type of work, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what's beautiful about this is that this transcends time, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what I love about partnership with the ministry, because I mean, 50 years, imagine how many kids are now 50 years old when they first heard it, wow. you know, how many people are now married and they have family of their own. So this is, you're investing into something that's going to go on for a long time, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what I love about this, and that's where our heart is.
I love that. You know, earlier this, the first of the year, we had a look back. Jesse and I went through and thought about it. I think it was like a 3-part series.
So good.
You could still watch that on different platforms. You could search and find it. But we were having a walking down memory lane, thinking about our beginnings and all the many lives and the different experiences we had. You know, you can't do it in just a program, but you know, when we get to heaven, we're all going to get to reminisce and think about everything that's happened. And in fact, there's many things happened that we aren't even aware of it, the lives that have impacted. Yeah. I remember years ago, we heard the story of this one young man who had been born again under Jesse's ministry, but we really never met him. I got to know them, but we learned later that he was like in Birmingham and he had like 3,000 teenagers there that he was reaching people. And you know, from time to time we hear stories, we'll meet people that are in ministry and they said, well, we got born again through your ministry. Or we grew and were felt called while we were exposed or listening to sermons. And here they are in the ministry. Yeah. So we don't, and the lives that they reach.
Exactly.
In the same way that Jesse and I both heard Billy Graham preaching on TV.
Exactly.
Prayed the prayer of salvation. I believe many people watch us on our different platforms now. They prayed this prayer of salvation, or they rededicate their life, or they accept the calling, or mm-hmm. whatever it is they're believing for their family. Yeah. So many ways that God connects all of us, and we don't have a clue about what that is. But we just trust the Holy Spirit to do
His
work.
It's amazing. It really is. His circumstantial providence.
Like,
the way that
like
he
you
works.
Were saying, on the day of Pentecost, they were speaking under the unction of the Holy Spirit, and the people heard it
in their own language.
And all of these different nations, I think 16 different nations were represented there in Jerusalem that day, because that was the Feast of Pentecost. Mm-hmm. They came in from all over. And when they left telling the story about Jesus.
Exactly. That's the beautiful part about this. You know, so I'm just excited about what God's going to do next. You know, like I said, we don't let the grass grow under our feet.
We show, don't we?
I got like 20 projects in my head as we speak.
I know, huh?
You know,
I do too. Check it.
But it's
awesome.
We keep
it rolling. It's fun, though. It really is fun doing the work of the Lord.
And it's purposeful, too. You know, there's nothing in God that is aimless. Mm-hmm. Everything in God has an aim. You know, and that's the beauty about this whole thing is that we're looking forward to the next generation. We're looking forward to what God's going to do with us here. It's just constant, but it's a wonderful thing. I mean, what else would you do?
You know, in some professions, they abandon people that are older, but in the ministry, the older you get, the wiser you should
wiser
be.
You
so here it is, Jesse's, you know, he's 76, I think. He's 76, but he acts like a 46-year-old.
He runs circles around
any sometimes. Of us. But I mean, I remember in his 40s, he was more like a 20-year-old. But I mean, I just try to keep up with the boy.
You're doing a great job with
46,
him. I'm telling
and I
you
can't
what.
Keep up with him.
I'm going to be
but
35
But the point
soon.
Is, God has put so much into him, and he's still passionate about Jesus all these years, and he still has much more he wants to say and do. So I love the fact that the team here at JDM, as well as all of our partners, as well as our congregation, get behind him, get behind the vision that God has called us to do, and we're going strong for it.
I love it.
Going to keep on going. 50 years is not a stopping point. It's a launching pad.
It's a launching pad.
And so we're excited about it.
That's awesome. We're using our faith voice
that's
here.
Right.
How
that's
do you
true,
say that in Spanish, this is George?
La voz de fe.
La voz de fe. There you go.
That's the theme Jesse has been proclaiming. We put it in the magazine. We put it all over the place. Use your faith voice.
That's right.
He preached about it in the first Sunday at Covenant Church. And it's so important that we do that. And you can't You can't be born again unless you use your faith for it.
You can't even please God without faith.
Faith is just believing what God said.
Yeah, that's right.
It's an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
Instead of speaking, like what we talked on one chat a while back, is we're not using my doubt voice.
Yep.
I'm using my faith voice.
I'm using my faith voice.
And that's what changes our lives.
That's right. Whether you're speaking in Spanish, English, or wherever you're from, we're connecting to God. And we're using this time to edify Him, letting you know that you can live a glorious life no matter what. That's why I love this program so much. I know it's building up people's faith wherever you may be watching from. I love reading comments that they're watching from, you know, they're watching from Central America or Uganda or Australia. We all are children of God, and that's what matters.
I'm so glad, you know, the world is big, but it's intimate. It's shrinking, especially with technology. So not only are you able to do this here in English, we're using different technology. George has been talking to me about a lot of things about, you know, AI has its, some of my concerns about it, but I've had some good benefits too, that we can put it into practice to help us, the translation, to reach more people.
That's right, for Jesus.
Change more lives with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's what it's all about.
Amen, that's what it's all about. And we can see by the news, the world is hurting.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they
need an answer, and that's why we want to be available to everyone wherever they are, using every available voice, every available platform. You know, so you can literally find us anywhere at this point. We have anything that has to be do with visual and audio. We have everything invested into audio consumption. So wherever you get your podcasts, we're there.
Yeah.
So at this point, there's really no excuse.
Yeah, exactly. Find us.
Yeah.
And our JDM app is completely free too.
Yeah, it's
I love getting it.
It's not free to us. So that's the beautiful thing.
It does cost, but it's money well invested and used.
Yes.
But I just think, you know, the fact that we have over 1.7 million followers across all of our platforms, that's followers. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people
connecting with us. But I want that to grow. I want us to see it. Let's 2026 break 2 million at least.
Do it, Chrissy.
And, let's do it.
Yeah, man, I'm going to tell you right now.
Share
but
this.
But it's true. The way that we can get more people to view
you can be a part of it.
Yes, you can totally be a part of this. After that, you can click that subscribe button if you're watching on YouTube. More people will see us on your YouTube feed, and it'll be awesome. Or you can hit follow on our social media platforms, whether it's Facebook, Instagram. We're on TikTok, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Rumble? We are. Rumble. We're everywhere.
Everywhere.
So if you hit subscribe and you follow
us,
you're helping us.
I think we're even on Pandora. Remember, I told you,
we're
I got
Pandora?
My Pandora music. Where's Jesse?
Spotify. Yeah, all of it. All of it. So
I think we're even
exciting.
On Pinterest.
We are on Pinterest.
Hey, I don't even know what that is.
You'll find out.
Find out. It's good. If you don't know, go to Pinterest.com.
A lot of people do. We just don't want to go wherever the people are. Whatever language that we can use, whatever tool we can use to reach people, change lives one soul at a time, that's what we're called to do.
I love it.
Amen.
It's so great.
It's
awesome. We are busy, but we're doing good. We're getting it done in 2026. I can't believe it.
A launching pad.
A launching pad.
Using our faith voice as a launching pad.
Amen.
Well, I believe that you've been blessed today by this program. Thank you, George, for being with us.
Of course.
Thanks,
and thank
George.
You for being with us today. Chrissy's always a blessing
thank
being with
you,
me,
man.
Helping
Love
me.
It.
Yeah, and so next week I'll be right back here at Studio C, and I believe that you'll join me because God has a special word that'll be just for you to encourage you and build you up. God bless you. Have a great week.
Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women.
Why don't just brag on God a little bit? Because God really wants to elevate us and help us to step into a higher level.
Glorious, a conference for women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org.